Joining us is Natasha Hawker, the Managing Director at Employee Matters. Natasha, are you in or are you out for paternity leave?
I am actually in. And the reason is that it's the tightest applicant market that I've seen for almost 30 years, which means it's really hard to hire. And if you want to attract and retain the best talent, you need to get more creative with your employee benefits. And what we do know, Jade, is that 69% of Australian households now own a pet, and that's up from 61% only a couple of years ago. So some employers are now offering paternity or pet leave for employees with fur babies. And so they might offer, say, 3 days of leave that's paid. Say they need to look after their pet after surgery. So it can be a really clever way to differentiate your business from your competitors in a tight market.
And more and more businesses adapting to this?
They are, and I think more and more are going to. It's a really tough time for business owners at the moment, with the most industrial relations or ER change or mandated change since Fair Work was introduced back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And one of the changes is something called psychosocial hazards. And a lot of that is around protecting people from mental health issues. And we actually, as employers and managers, have to proactively reduce these in the workplace now. That's now mandatory. So pet leave is another great way to do that, working out that is a new control that you can use to mitigate some of those psychosocial risks. And many businesses I'm finding are unaware and therefore non-compliant, so they're exposing themselves to lots of risks for breaching. So I'm happy to share a compliance guide with your listeners afterwards so that they can understand what some of those obligations are.
What are some other leaves? I heard that potentially grandparent leave.
There is another interesting policy that's recently come about, and some businesses are introducing it, which is called grandternity leave, which is where grandparents can actually take paid leave to spend with their grandkids. And as you know, there's no forced retirement age these days, and employees can choose to retire when they want to based on their health, their desire for work, and their financial obligations. And I think what is really important about this one is that given mature workers don't necessarily need to work financially, but they might consider retiring early to help look after the grandkids, if the issue is forced, they may choose the family, where this policy is a great sort of compromise that keeps them in the market, and their enormous knowledge capital, which they bring, will help them work, but keep looking after the grandkids as well. Because in some organisations now, Jade, we've got 5 generations of the workforce in there. You know, everyone from baby boomers to our millennials, they're all in there. So we need to have different policies that work to attract and retain those different types of employees at their life cycle.
Okay, so if you are an employee and you would like to ask for these benefits, whether it's a paternity leave or whether it's grandternity leave, how do you start that conversation? How do you ask for it?
I think it's as simple as ask for it. Call your manager or have a meeting with your manager and say, look, I'm hearing about these initiatives. I know we're finding it harder to attract and retain, and it's really expensive to lose people. It costs about between 50 and 150% on top of base salary to go out and hire again. So why don't we trial it? You know, it's like the 4-day week is now becoming a bigger thing in Australia. So I would generally just have a frank conversation and say, is this something we could look at doing? Now, obviously, if you're in a position where you're a highly valued employee, that may be received better. But obviously, you know, it might be something they go, well, actually, we hadn't thought of that. Why don't we consider doing that and, you know, test it out with the rest of the team and see whether that would be of interest to them, whether it would make them stay with the business. We talk about stay interviews. Would it make them stay with the business for another 2 years if things like that, those types of benefits were offered?
Natasha, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure.